大家平安，早安。
Well, it is great to be standing before the entire church this morning.
今天早上可以在这边跟弟兄姐妹一起，何等的荣幸。
I have a lot to share in a short span of time.
在很短的时间内，其实我有很多想跟大家来分享。
So I'll do my best to not have you here for 4 hours.
我会尽量让大家在这边不会超过4个小时。但是同时我也感受到今天我想跟大家的分享的信息是何等的重要。
This summer has flown by.
这个暑假就是飞逝而去。
And I stand here today and I'm just like, man, I'm already in August. I knew coming into May that it was going to be like this, but it's still a surprise to me.
虽然在五月的时候我已经预计到这个暑假会很忙碌，过去的很，感觉过去的很快。然后站在这边，发现现在已经进入八月了，但是还是让我感到很惊讶。
I hope you're counting your blessings.
我希望大家有数算自己的恩典。
I hope you're thankful for what God has been doing in your life.
我希望大家有为着神在我们的生命中的作为而感恩。
And I stand here today so thankful for what God has done in my life, even within these past fast.8 weeks.
那我今天站在这边，我特别的向神来献上我的感恩。虽然在过去这八周当中，时间是如此的，飞逝，让我感受到，就是时间过得怎么那么快。
And all I can say is that God is good.
那我总归而言，我唯一要说的就是神是何等的美好。
I have nothing to complain about.
我没有什么可以来抱怨的。
Our time in Israel was an awesome time, and we'll be sharing more later.
那我们在以色列短宣的这段时间是何等美好的一个时间，待会我们也会有同工来分享。
We saw the holy sites, but they were also mixed with some unholiness.
那我们看到的是圣地，但是也看到了在当中有一些不洁的。
And I saw, we got to see the reminders of the fact that God is constantly at work with our broken world.
那我在这当中所看到的，所被神来提醒的，就是神仍然在我们这个破碎的世界当中，他继续来做工。
This world is in tough shape.
现在我们所处的这个世代是一个何等困难、艰难的一个世代。
We get to see some of the brokenness of the Palestinian people and the brokenness of the Israeli people.
那我们在以色列也看到了在当地巴勒斯坦的人民以及以色列的人民他们所经历的这些破碎。
And it only reminded me of the fact that only Jesus can bring true peace to this world.
那也对我们的提醒就是唯有耶稣可以把真正的和平、真正的平安带到这个世界上。
And like a child in Sunday school when their teacher asks a question,They always say Jesus.
就像我们的儿童们在他们的儿童主日学，常常他们被问到问题，他们的答案就是耶稣。
Because Jesus truly is the solution to all of the problems.
对我们而言也是，因为耶稣他是唯一真正所有问题的答案。
That is a picture I took. Obviously, the Bible verse wasn't there when I took it, but. I'm not a good photographer, but I'm very thankful for that picture.
那这张照片，这其实不是一个明信片，是 Chuck 牧师在以色列他自己拍的一个相片。那当然拍相片的时候，那个天空并没有那些经文。然后他说他自己并不是一个很好的摄影师，但是他感谢神，让他可以抓到这个景。
That's Temple Mount, and behind it you see kind of like a gray.Mountain, that is the Mount of Olives.
他造的是以色列圣城，然后后面看到是橄榄山。
And that mountain is a mountain that many awesome things took place on. The very mountain Jesus rode into Jerusalem and cried, he wept over Jerusalem, right?
那个橄榄山就是在圣经当中经文当中提到很多次，有很多历史，伟大的历史发生在那个地方。那也是耶稣在那个橄榄山俯视耶路撒冷，然后为他们哭泣。
Among many other things, it is also the mount that he ascended off of, back into be with his Father in heaven.
那橄榄山也是耶稣他最后升天回到父神那边的发生的地点。
And that will be the mount that he puts his foot down on when he comes back.
那橄榄山也是预言，当他回来重新回来的时候，是他将会站在所站立的地方。
And the only thing I could think about when Jesus, when I thought about those Bible passages flooding my mind, when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, he wasn't just weeping for those people in that gate at that time, he was weeping for the people today as well.
那当乔牧师在橄榄山上经历在那边看到的时候，有很多的经文在他的脑中过去，然后当他想到耶稣为耶路撒冷来哭泣的时候，耶稣并不只是为当时的人民来哭泣，也为现今这世代来哭泣。
Because lost people matter to God.
因为失丧的人，神在意每一个失丧的灵魂。
And I'm glad that I am one of the people who've been found.
那我很感恩，我也感谢神，我们是其中一个被神所寻回，是曾经失丧的人。
This world's in chains.
这个世界是被枷锁所捆绑的。
We were in chains. Those of us who claim to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus today, we were once in chains.
我们也是被捆绑的。我们这些所谓的基督徒，跟随耶稣的人，我们也曾经是被枷锁所捆绑的。
And those chains were on us because of sin.
那些我们为什么会被枷锁捆绑？就是因为我们身上我们的罪。
It bound us.We couldn't do anything about it. We were hopeless.
我们被捆绑，我们毫无盼望，我们没有办法来做什么。
The very definition of sin is this. If you type it in on Google, it says this: an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law, God's law.
那如果你想要来定义什么是罪，如果你在谷歌大神上打入罪来查他的定义的话，他是告诉我们，他就是一个道德上的一个过失、过犯，然后是犯的罪，是过犯。
And if mankind, if it was up to us to decide what the law was, there'd be no order, no hope.
如果我们要有人的标准来定义什么是罪。如果我们是人的标准来定义，就是来做最高的标准，就是什么是秩序的话，那我们就没有盼望了。
Sin is a part of every single person that is conceived and born into this world.
因为罪，每个人都是生下来就有罪的。那个罪是跟着我们每一个人都有相关的，所以我们没办法用人的标准来定义罪。
And we all have those chains. If you're a Christian today, we had those chains. But those chains hold us down.
我们每一个人生来都有罪，我们每一个人生来都被这罪的枷锁所捆绑，而且我们就是被捆绑的，就是把我们紧紧的绑在这里。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Romans reminds us, the wages of our sin is death.
罗马书里面提醒我们，因为罪的工价乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Listen to those words.
我们一起来看这些话语。
Today in English Sunday School, I asked the question, when was the last time you thought about your salvation?
今天在英文的主日学，我问了挑战大家这个问题，上次你想到你所经历的、所接受这个救恩是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you actually thought about everything our salvation through Christ means?
上一次你自己有反思我们所经历的救恩，从耶稣而来的，从基督而来的救恩所代表的意义究竟为何？上一次是你什么时候有这样子来彻底的反思过？
So chains
我们讨论到枷锁。
We're all born into them.
我们生来都被枷锁捆绑。
But when you become a Christian, those chains are broken through Christ.
但当你成为基督徒，耶稣基督，他就解开了你的枷锁。
But sometimes as a Christian, we may put those chains right back on our wrists.
但是很多时候，我们身为基督徒，我们却自愿地把那枷锁捡起来，把自己捆绑。
We've been freed, but we go right back to those chains and slap them right back on.
我们已经被释放了，但是我们居然自己走回去，拾起枷锁，把自己捆绑。
So today, we're talking about this aspect of holiness. We need to understand sin, but we also need to understand that we in our own self cannot please God.
所以我们今天要来讨论，我们今天要来看到圣洁这个定义。我们要来知道，我们是每个人都是有罪的，我们凭自己没有办法来讨神的喜悦。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 9, I apologize for the font.I didn't check it on this computer, but it looked beautiful on my computer.
我们要看到提摩太后书三章一到九节这里的经文。那个投影幕上的经文的那个字形有点变化，再次向大家道歉。
I'm going to read in English. Please follow on in Chinese if you need to, but just listen.
那接下来牧师会读英文的经文，那大家如果可以的话，可以就是中文的部分可以看投影幕上的经文。
This is a very good biblical definition of a problem of sin today.
那这一节经文是很好的在定义了什么是罪。
But understand this, Paul says, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty.For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth.
经文是在提摩太后书三章一到七节。
Wow.
Wow.
In my preference, or my, I would say this is one of the greatest passages giving us understanding of sin.
那对我个人而言，我觉得这个经文是在众多的经文当中很能帮助我，就是很具体的看到什么是罪。
This talks about, it says the last days, but understand when this was written, it was back during the early church.They believed, and today we still believe, soon Jesus is going to return.
那这边经文里面有提到末世，那大家要记得这个经文是在初期教会，就是1000多、1000-2000年前，当时就提到的，他们相信耶稣基督在末世随时都会回来，那我们今天也是同样的来相信。
Remember, God's not held and confined to our watch.
大家要记得，神并不受到我们手上的手表所定义的时间而限制。
His time is unlike ours.
他的时间就是跟我们所想象的、所经历的并不一样。
So one day he's returning, and so Paul was warning Timothy of these different things. The biggest thing you see in common here, the problem was us.
那保罗在这个书信当中提醒提摩太。就是末世的一些征兆，然后就提到了这些，就是刚刚上面经文念到的那些罪的具体的形式，也提醒了今天的我们。
That very root issue, if you sum every single sin and struggle down, we can notice the commonality that we, I, us, have a problem.
那如果你把这些经文上提到的每一个罪，然后我们把它去追寻它的根，然后去找到这些罪的具体的行为的共同点，就是我们自己，我们每一个人，我们都有罪。
So once a month this year, we focus the first Sunday of the month on an aspect of holiness.
所以今年教会的主题，我们在每个月的第一周，我们都来特别来强调，我们都来特别的来省思，就是关于圣洁的这个概念。
So today, understand the opposite of sin is holiness.
所以今天大家要提醒大家要了解到，罪的相反就是圣洁。
Our year theme is to pursue holiness out of reverence for Christ. That is our goal. That is what, as a church, we are pursuing, that we don't stay stuck in those chains, that we don't slap them back on our wrist. We live freed from that sin, those struggles.
我们教会今年的主题就是要敬畏神，得以成圣，是要提醒大家，我们不要再回到我们已经被释放，曾经捆绑我们那个罪的枷锁当中。
But look at that list.
但大家请看看，就是经文上面所列出来那些罪的清单。
There's a problem.
我们这边有一个很大的问题。
Some of those things up there on that list, I've committed in recent days.
这边有个很大的问题，就是在那个清单上所列出来那些罪的很具体的行为，我在最近也有曾经有犯过那些罪。
But before you start judging, understand that I know that the rest of us in this room have struggled with sin in the past days and weeks and months.
但是当你来就是评断论断我之前，我也要提醒大家，我相信在座的每一位，在过去的几天或是过去的一段时间当中，也曾有为这些罪，一个或是数个这些罪的具体的行为来就是有挣扎过。
But wait a second, Pastor Chuck, you're a Christian.
但等一等 ，Chuck 牧师，你不是基督徒吗
？Why in the world would you say that you've struggled with sin?
为什么你会说你仍然为罪来困扰呢
？Oh my goodness, I can't stand before you.
啊 ，Chuck 牧师，我不能站在你面前来看着你。
There is no one righteous, no, not one.
没有一个人是凭自己能够达到公义的，没有一个义人都没有。
Without Jesus, we're condemned.
若不是基督，若不是耶稣，我们每个人都被定罪了。
But there's hope.
但是我们有盼望。
Because there's the thing, as Christians, sometimes we struggle with the fact that, oh, God, I just messed up, I'm so sorry. And then the next day, God, oh, I messed up again, Lord, I'm so sorry. Then the next day, oh, God, I messed up again, I must not be a Christian.
我们身为基督徒有时候会发生，就是有时候我们会觉得啊，神对不起，我刚刚又犯罪了。然后隔天我们一样又在一些罪上我们来挣扎，然后日复一日都是这样。然后就会觉得，我们也许就会觉得啊，主啊，哦神啊，我一定不是基督徒，我一定没有得救。
Do I alone understand that struggle? Because I'm raising my hand. Who else understands that struggle?
只有我自己有这样的挣扎吗？那如果你跟我一样有这样的挣扎的人，可以把手举起来。
Okay, good. Woo, I was starting to feel like I was the only one.
好险，我还以为只有我有这样的挣扎。
I want you to know, Christian, as a church, we can sometimes focus so much on sin.We forget about grace. We forget about love. We forget about our need for Jesus.
那在这边鼓励每一位基督徒，很多时候我们很专注在看我们自己就是犯罪，但是我们忘了，我们忽略了神的恩典，神的怜悯，我们忽略了我们要定睛仰望神。
But also as a church, we can forget to even mention sin, and then nobody understands what they've done wrong. So therefore, Jesus is irrelevant.
但也有很多时候我们是在另外一个极端，我们身为教会有时候我们刻意的不去提到罪，然后好像我们就是都过得很好，然后我们忽略的就是耶稣基督对我们的救赎。
Can we bring a balance to this?
我们可以在这中间找到一个平衡点吗？
Can we take our eyes off of our flesh and start to look to our Savior?
That was
cool.
我们可以把我们的眼光从我们自己的身上，从我们的肉体上移开，让我们单单的仰望天空，仰望我们的神吗？
Can we move on to understand that anything that we do that is against God is sin?
我们可以提醒我们自己，当我们所做的任何一件事情是跟与神的心意违背的，我们就是犯罪了吗？
That if God's word says don't do it, those things that we would do and the Bible says don't do it, that is sin?
任何一件事情在圣经里面提到不要去做，而我们去做，那就是罪了。
Can we move on to something else? Because I feel like if we stay stuck there, there we would be leaving here and we'd all be like, oh, I'm condemned.
那我们可不可以不要一直只是注视这里，或者停留在这里而已？然后我们只是一直停留在看我们做不到圣经上所提到的部分，这样我们离开这边的时候，我们每个人都只是觉得自己被定罪了而已。
Through Christ.We've been freed.
借由耶稣，借由基督，我们被释放。
Those chains are broken. They are off our wrists.
那些枷锁已经被打开，我们已经得自由了。
First John chapter 3:1-9. I'm going to be reading there. People get this wrong.
约翰一书三章一到九节。我们要来念这段经文，很多时候大家就误解了这些经文。
People might look at this verse and read it and say, "Oh man, it says that. Oh, I that if I'm a Christian, I don't sin. But wait, I just sinned." And then they have this internal conflict. They don't understand what this passage is really saying.
很多时候当基督徒读到这节经文，上面提到说基督徒不犯罪，但是我刚刚挣扎犯罪了。那我是不是就不是基督徒了？很多时候就是读到这里，大家有这样子的误解。
So again, I'm going to read it. Please listen.
所以接下来我们要来读这个经文，请大家专心的听。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved church, now we.Are children of God, and has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is, and everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. I want to pause right there before I keep on reading.
刚刚川牧师读的经文是在约翰一书三章一到三节。
Church,
经文在同一幕上。
Please notice.The only one mentioned in this passage that is pure is God.
弟兄姐妹，请注意到，在这节经文里面，这几节经文里面所提到，唯一一个洁净或是圣洁的，就只有神。
Notice only those who purify themselves are the ones who know God.
大家请注意到第三节提到，洁净自己的是就是那些已经认识神的人。
No one is speaking to that a little bit. That purifying of ourselves, understand the meaning of it. It's something that is happening.
那我们待会会更详细来看这经文。这边提到的洁净自己是一个已经发生、正在发生的一个过程。
It's something progressively happening. Progress. Listen to that word. Progressively happening.
大家记得这边特别提到的。这是一个过程，是一个正在发生的过程。所谓洁净自己，是一个持续发生的一个过程。
As a Christian, the Bible tells us, right? It tells us that there's a good work going on in each of us who know Jesus.
身为基督徒，大家要记得这样的提醒。经文告诉我们，在我们里面，神在我们里面正在做一个善工。
Nowhere in the Bible will you see that a person born into this world has been called perfect and holy. Only Jesus.
大家要记得，在圣经里面提到，没有任何一个人，从来没有一个人是生来就是完美的，除了耶稣。
God wants us to really get it. I think if God was to say, "Okay, Chuck, you're saved. Boom, you're perfect." I think that something would have been missed in that translation.
那如果今天大家的概念是今天如果神对 Chuck 说 ，Chuck， 你得救了，你是圣洁的，他就马上 boom 变成圣洁的， 那这个过程当中有一些东西是我们忽略了、忽视了。
Because if I translate that like I translate my Chinese, there'd be a lot of problems going on in my life.
那如果我把神的信息就是这样传递给大家，那就是是有问题的。
We couldn't handle an instant perfection in this body.
哦，就是我们就是从我们洁净的这个。我们变成圣洁的这个过程其实不是一个瞬间的转变，好像语言上的翻译可以瞬间从英文翻成中文。那如果就是 我们就是瞬间就是成圣，那我们的身体其实是没办法承受这样子瞬间的改变的。
So it's up to God to progressively work, sanctify us, change us, make us into who he's made us to be.
所以在我们成圣的过程是我们要依靠神，是神在这个过程当中持续的慢慢的来改变我们，让我们可以变得越来越像耶稣。
If you feel you've arrived, you need to get on your knees and pray.
如果你觉得你已经达到了那个成圣的境界，你必须要跪下来祷告。
If we're to be made perfect as God is perfect, he's got to be doing that work for us.
如果我们祷告要能够来像神一样那样的完美圣洁，唯有神可以有做那样的工。
And our part of it is to seek Him, to submit ourselves to Him. God, I'm sorry, I want to follow You.
而我们能够做的就是我们来谦卑自己，我们跪下来向神祈求，求神在我们身上来这样持续的做工。
We start to listen.We start to obey what His Word's saying. When you do that, when you allow God to work in your heart, you will start to see change because God is going to be working. But if we are not ready, we are not accepting it, nothing's going to change.
当我们愿意开始聆听祂的话语，我们愿意开始来遵循祂的命令，当我们愿意谦卑自己，让神进来做工的时候，我们就会看到在我们身上，我们的生命开始有所改变。
So that process must be going on. Christian, listen to this before we move on. There needs to be a process happening in your heart, in your life. God needs to be changing you. If there's no process, please go back in prayer. Go back to the beginning of your faith and ask Jesus, Lord, I am sorry. I don't know if I truly am yours because I don't see change.
大家要记得这样的一个成圣的一个过程是必然会发生在每一个跟随耶稣的基督徒身上。那我们要来为这样子的一个成圣的过程来向神祈求。如果今天你觉得在你身上你从来没有经历到任何改变，从来没有经历到这样的一个过程正在发生，我们必须要回到我们信靠神的这个原点，我们觉知的这个原点，我们来向神祈求，然后求神愿意，求神来真正的改变我们，让我们是真正的愿意来跟随主耶稣基督。
We're still going to struggle.
那在这样的一个 process, 这样的一个过程当中，我们仍然会有一些挣扎。
So don't twist what I'm saying right here. What I'm saying is, if you're struggling and you're pursuing God, thank God for that.
那我要强调的是，大家不要误解我所说的，刚刚所提到，在这个过程，在这个程序当中，我们仍然会有挣扎。如果你正在经历一些挣扎，你正在经历一些改变。为此向神献上感恩。
Because if you're doing something wrong, you're sinning and you know it and you don't even care to talk to God about it, to seek forgiveness for it, to work at it, to have Him help you, then we really need to analyze whether we truly know Him or not.
因为如果当你知道你在犯罪，但是你不在乎，你也持续的犯罪，你也不觉得有任何的挣扎，那你就要来，我们就要来祷告。因为就是要来反思我们是否真的认识神，我们是否真的跟随神。
But Christian, we've been freed. That is the point. That is the big message. We've been freed.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们已经被释放，我们已经得自由了，那是重点。
So we're going to continue to read this passage. I want us to get this.
我们要继续来看接下来的经文。
Whoever commits sin.Also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness against God's law, right? And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him, in Jesus, there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God.
经文是从第四节到第九节，在同一幕上。
If we read that and don't study that, we can get that twisted.
当我们读到这些经文，如果我们没有花时间来研读，或是来更深的来思考，那我们就可能会误解了他的意思。
I in no way am saying the Bible is confusing and not clear, but our understanding of it can be very flawed.
我并不是说经文并不完美，或是经文是有缺陷，没办法让我们理解，而是我们自己没办法来理解。
Remember, verse 3 says purifying. Remember that purifying. It's an action, something happening in that Christian's life.
那大家记得刚刚第三节有提到，我们要洁净自己。这个洁净是一个动作。是我们不断的要来执行。
So then we can look at verse 6 when it says that Christians don't sin, and then we're like, what? I just sinned yesterday. Oh Lord, please save me.
那当我们读到第六节的时候，我们读到凡住在他里面就不犯罪，我们可能会觉得，哇，我昨天犯罪了，神啊，求你拯救我，我一定还没得救。
Linguistically, go back to the Greek. And I know that might be something hard to do if you're looking for a great Bible study tool.Scripture for all. Already has dissected, parsed all of the languages, and you can go through there and read it. But that's just a great tool. 2 years of Greek, when I was in Bible school, 2 years of Greek, I feel like I don't really know that much, even 2 years being into it, because Greek is so complicated.
那新约圣经的原文是希腊文，我们必须要就是从语言学的角度来回到这个希腊文来看这个经文，它真正的意思。那就是乔牧师在这边推荐大家一个，如果你想要就是更深入的来研读、来查考圣经，那有一个App 叫做
Scripture for the Number，
叫 Scripture for the Numbers
for all。
For all, scripture for all 是一个帮助我们来研读经文，然后是用它的原文来查考这个圣经的这个一个工具，可以帮助我们更深入的来看这个原文，就是圣经的意思。然后乔尔牧师要提到的就是这个圣经的原文，新约的原文是希腊文，是非常深奥的一个语言。那他在神学院的时候花了2年的时间来学希腊文。但他即便经过这两年花很多时间来学习，他学到的，他觉得他学到也只是皮毛，有很多就是他还是不是很能够很深入了解的。
The root word used there in that passage specifically, because the Chinese Bible is translated from English, right? That root word is hamartia.
那个提到罪的原文叫 hamartia.
And It's an ancient language, so it might not even sound like that at all.
但原文甚至听起来、念起来可能还不是刚刚我们念的那个字。
The hard part, why I said Greek is hard. The beginning of the word has something that changes the meaning, and then the end of the word, they put stuff on it too, and it changes the meaning even more. Greek is complex. So the word used in verse 6, hamartine, okay?Hamartine is so specific. If we don't understand hamartine, we're going to get so confused. We'll think that we lose our salvation 50 times a day.
Okay. 所以希腊文 它本身的文法非常的复杂，一个字它的字首有可能会改变它那个字根的意思，然后如果在字尾再加上另外一个字，又可能有另外的解读。所以刚刚那个 hamartia 或是 hamartine 就是如果就是提到这个罪不犯罪或者犯罪这件事情，如果我们没有很深入的来看它原文的意思， 很有可能我们就觉得我们一犯罪就失去我们救恩，那我们一天可能会失去我们的救恩50次。
So this is talking in third person, singular, but also present active. And you're like, well, okay.
这边提到文法好像是以第三，这在指的是第三人，然后它的时态是现在的一个现在式。大家可能听到这些文法的分析，觉得那又怎么样
？Present active means it's happening now and it's going on.
这边提到是现在进行式，就是指正在发生，而且是持续的在发生。
So in that passage, 1 John chapter 3 says that Christians, God's children, whoever follows God does not sin. It's talking about they are not right there then now constantly sinning, practicing it.
所以在第六节这里提到的不犯罪，凡住在他里面的并不犯罪，这个不犯罪是指并不是一直持续在犯罪，因为这是一个现在进行式。
Does this not give you a better understanding and hope? The fact that if I just read that passage alone and didn't do a little bit more digging in the language, that if I sin, then I'm not a Christian. But if I understand what hamartane means, if I am making a practice and consistently doing it, ongoing, sinning, 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 then that is what it's defined as, someone who does not know God.
所以如果我只是读到这字面的意思，没有去研究它的原文的时态，那我可能会觉得，哦，只要我一犯罪了，我就失去救恩，我就不再是基督徒了。但是在这边的时态是在强调，当你持续的不断的在犯罪，你一直在同样的这个罪中持续的在犯罪，那你可能就没有真正的得救。
Romans 8:39 reminds us that once you're saved, nothing, no one can separate you from the love of God.
在罗马书八章十三节里面提到，我们一旦得救，没有任何东西，没有任何人，任何一件事物可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
So when God had Paul write down those words, he knew that when he was writing, he wasn't expecting his people on this earth, imperfect, to not sin anymore after they came to Christ. He knew they would. He knew we would. But he knows, and he committed to us, that he would begin a good work in each of us.
所以当神透过使徒保罗写下就是约翰一书或写下这些经节的时候，他其实知道我们并没有办法，即便接受了救恩就马上不犯罪，但是他就透过了这些经文来提醒我们，告诉我们他在我们里面持续的在做一个工作来改变我们。
Christian, understand this, please listen to this, okay? If our salvation was up to my perfection, understand the fallacy of that thinking.
弟兄姐妹们，认识神的弟兄姐妹，我在这边提醒大家，如果我们的救恩，我们的得救是在于我们自己所定义的这个完美，那这个是一个错误的思维。
It takes the power of the cross, of what Jesus did, and puts it on us.
这个救恩是透过神，透过耶稣基督他的能力，他的救赎，最后来赐给我们的。
So please be careful how you handle that passage.
所以请大家要非常的注意我们如何来看待，来解读我们读到 这节经文。
Because we can easily condemn people as opposed to uplift, encourage, and give them the truth.
因为当我们有错误的解读的时候，我们很容易来论断或是来判断我们的弟兄姐妹，然后造成他们的这个挫折，而不是来鼓励他们。
The difference is those who are lost, they practice it. They practice sin. Those who are forgiven, freed, struggle. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. We just don't end there that we struggle. Oh, okay, well, great. There's more.
所以就是信主与否或是得救与否的区别在于，尚未得救的时候我们是在活在那个罪中，但是当我们得救以后，我们仍然会有挣扎在那个罪中。我们不是只是活在里面，我们是因为不想做，但是就是我们是挣扎着的。那 跟大家这样的提醒，提醒大家不是在说 OK， 那我们就挣扎就好了。
Homework alert, okay? High schoolers, you start school on Thursday, just to remind you. Everybody has homework this week. If you'd like to go a little bit deeper into this understanding and topic, read Romans 7 and Romans 8.
那我们当中的这些中学生，或是他们接下来这周四就要开学了，然后他们也就会开始有很多的回家的作业。但是在这边要提醒大家，要给大家每一个人都有回家的作业，就是你想要来更深入了解我们刚刚所提到这些信息，关于罪的啊，特别是我们挣扎，我们就是得救之后，我们仍然会挣扎啊，在罪中。那如果你想要更多的了解这样的信息的话，大家回去的作业就是把罗马书七章及八章好好的来读一遍。
I just want to throw this out there. Understand this. I am not at all standing here today saying that I'm not rationalizing your sin. I'm not rationalizing that my sin, my struggle is okay. It's not. That's not what I'm saying here today. Sin is not okay. Never okay.
我在这边要强调，我在这边就是刚刚讲到这些信息，并不是要让大家对于自己仍然在罪中挣扎来合理化这样的事情。我要强调就是罪并不是好的，并不是就是犯罪并不是可以接受的，犯罪是不能接受的。
What God's word is hopefully teaching us today is that's not it. There's so much more to what God has done and is doing in us that we need to really understand this.
所以在这边对大家提醒，就是我们不是仅仅停留在挣扎与罪中而已。神对我们的计划，神的工作远远超过那些。神对我们有更好的计划。
Romans chapter 7, 18 to 25, we're going to quickly run through this.
那我们现在要来很快的看一下罗马书七章18到25节。
Because I'm a Christian and I've struggled and there are days I still struggle.
因为虽然我是基督徒。但是我有时候会有挣扎的时候，在某些天里，我可能会对有些罪特别的挣扎。
And so Paul, who wrote Romans, right? Who God used to write it? Well, he's such a cool guy. If like I wish we were like BFFs back then, because like he would have been cool to hang around. Paul,
使徒保罗就是写了很多新约圣经那个书信的这个使徒保罗是这样一个这么酷的一个人，在当时那个年代，他就是。Charles 牧师希望他是活在跟保罗同一个时代，然后可以跟他成为 BFF， 就是最好的朋友，因为他是这么一个，跟他如果跟他一起交流是这么酷的一件事情。
Paul talks about his struggle。
对，我们所看到这位这么敬畏神的保罗，他提到了他自己对罪的这个挣扎。
So listen to this as I read.
那川牧师会念英文的部分，请大家看同荧幕上中文的部分。
Romans 7, 18 to 25, For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For the will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice.Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that is evil, or that evil is present within me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin.Which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you hear that?
你听到了？你看到了吗？
Christian, there is a struggle, a war that goes on within each of us.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的里面有这样的挣扎，有这样的一个征战。属灵的征战在我们每个人里面。
Without God's law, we wouldn't know what is right and wrong.
没有神的律法，我们不会知道什么是对，什么是错，什么是善，什么是恶。
God has placed that conscience within each of us.
神把这样子的良知放在我们里面。
So that way, everyone who is born has an understanding of right and wrong.
所以每一个人生来就会知道 何为善，何为恶。
But the more we practice it as a person who does not know Jesus, a non-believer, the more we practice it, the more that conscience goes away.
但是当我们还不认识神的时候，当我们越多的来行恶，越多的活在罪中的时候，我们的那个良知会被蒙蔽，或是会渐渐的消去。
But when a believer, when we come to know Christ as our Savior, He frees us. He gives us a new mind, a new self, right? And then we start to see and understand those sins, that conscience, in a bigger way than just in the flesh. We start to see that conscience, those things, in a spiritual way.
所以，但是当我们接受耶稣基督的救恩，成为基督徒来跟随他的时候，那个良知。神就透过他就让我们给我们一个新的自我，然后让我们更多的认识他，那个良知是在属灵当中被洁净，让我们可以看到或者更多的慢慢的来知道何为善，何为恶，何为罪，何为圣洁。
Earlier I mentioned that sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but we're freed from Christ. Sometimes as Christians, we go back and slap those chains back on, right? I mentioned that.
那我刚刚稍早我有提到，我们就是信主的人，我们是已经被释放，我们是得自由的。但是很多时候，我们又反而回头去把那捆绑我们的锁链拿起来，把自己捆绑。
If we could not please God in our flesh when we were not a Christian,Don't expect to please God in your flesh as a Christian.
当我们还不是基督徒的时候，我们如果没办法凭我们自己的肉体来讨神的喜悦，就是来达到神的标准，那我们也不要期待，即便在我们成为基督徒以后，我们可以凭自己的血气或是肉体来讨神的喜悦。
One more time. If we could not please God in our flesh while not a Christian,Don't think you're going to be able to please God in your flesh as a Christian.
我要再强调一次，在我们还不认识神的时候，如果我们没办法凭血气来达到来讨神的喜悦，达到神的标准，那即便我们成为基督徒以后，那成为基督徒以后，我们更是没有办法凭血气来讨神的喜悦。
But Pastor Chuck, you're saying, wait, I can't, I'm a Christian, I can't please God in my flesh?
Chuck 牧师，你刚刚说什么？你说我身为一个基督徒，没办法用凭我自己来讨神的喜悦。
Because I believe many Christians live the entirety of their life on this earth, and we don't recognize the fact that the Holy Spirit has been given to each of us.
我相信有很多即便已经是信主的人活在这世上，他们甚至还不是很清楚或是不是很确信，就是圣灵，神把圣灵赐给每一个跟随他的人。
So then we're like, oh, I'm not going to sin anymore, so I'm going to do my best to like do this and this and this and this and this, and hopefully God that will help.
那很多时候我们没有认知到这一点，我们会觉得我是基督徒，我要来凭我自己，我要来做这个，我要做那个，我要做这些，那就希望神你会来帮助，或是希望你会来喜欢。
The disciples were with Jesus. They sat with Jesus. They still couldn't do what was right sometimes.
那我们看到圣经里面提到了耶稣的十二使徒，他们是跟耶稣一起来同行。那即便是他们与耶稣同行，他们很多时候也没办法凭自己。
I know Jesus. I still can't do what's right all the time.
那当时使徒都没办法凭自己来，就是每次都做得很对。那我们是基督徒，虽然我们跟随耶稣，我们凭自己也没办法，就是能够达到神的标准。
If it's not me that can be holy, not me that can do everything right, not me and my imperfection that can do something good for God, then who is it?
那如果我们没办法凭我们自己能够来达到神的标准，没办法凭自己来讨神的喜悦，没办法凭自己来达到完美，那到底要靠什么能够来做的来达到呢？
Then am I just worthless?
我是不是就是这样的一文不值呢？
Is there no point if I can't do it?
如果我自己没办法凭自己来达到神的标准，那到底还有什么重要性呢？
The Holy Spirit was given to each of us at conversion. Okay? Not something special, not a chant that you have to do to bring the Holy Spirit on. No. He's given to every believer at conversion, so that way that person does not have to operate alone in their flesh, but when they give themselves over to the Holy Spirit, they are able to live a life and make choices and follow God because the Holy Spirit, they are depending on Him. Try to translate that.
就是我们每一个人，当我们觉知的时候，神就把圣灵赐给我们。记得，大家记得，不是你要经历特殊的什么考验或者特殊的方法，就是当你的心思意念，当你觉知，愿意来跟随耶稣的时候，接受他的救恩的时候，那个圣灵神就赐给你。然后我们不是凭自己的肉体，凭自己的意念来讨神的喜悦，而是我们凭着赐给我们的，在我们里面的圣灵，靠着圣灵，我们来学习来讨神的喜悦。
Oh Jesus, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to study my Bible. I'm going to go to 50 Bible studies a week. And I'm going to pray all the time. And I'm not going to walk into walls because my eyes are opening. I'm not distracted. I'm just going to walk and pray. That's going to be my life. God, I can do this, God.
有人可能会想，哦，主啊，我要，啊，主耶稣啊，我要来，啊，读你的话语，我要来读圣经，我要来查考圣经。我要每天来祷告，我一周要去50个、这个查经的聚会，然后我可以 我的眼睛已经被你打开了，我可以就是、就是走在我不用走在一般人走的路上。如果就是大家在想我要就是凭自己就可以来讨神的喜悦，
Without the Holy Spirit being your dependency, you can't go to people and depend on them to change you. Without God's word, okay, without the Holy SpiritNothing is going to help you to grow into this person that God has made you to be. Church, get this.
弟兄姐妹们，听着了，如果不是依靠圣灵，如果没有圣灵，我们没办法凭自己、能够来成圣，我们没办法靠着去参加别人参加什么聚会，或者参加甚至是、就是查经，靠着别人来帮助我们成圣，我们唯有依靠圣灵可以来帮助我们成为神、为我们所、预备的那个样式。
We need God.
我们需要的是神。
Who are you depending on?
你所依靠的是什么呢？
Because things are going to pass, people are going to leave, people are going to die, the nothing, okay, these things that we see around us are all temporary. If we don't depend on the eternal God,then we're hopeless in that pursuit of holiness.
我们所依靠的是什么呢？人会离开，或是会去世，事情也会腐败，也会过去。但唯有神是永恒的。如果我们靠的不是那完美、那永恒的神，我们所能依靠的究竟是什么呢？
I'm not saying Bible study is not effective. I'm not saying prayer is not effective. I'm not saying knowing godly people and allowing them to encourage you and disciple, whatever. I'm not saying those are wrong. Those are great. If you depend on that more than you depend on the living God, please switch your focus over to the one who can do it all.
我们在这边不是要强调、查经没有用，或是不是在说我们不需要祷告，也不是在说我们认识属灵的同伴或是属灵的长辈，然后这些没有帮助，或是我们也不是在强调、门徒训练没有用，这些都是非常好的、属灵的一些工具或是方式。但是如果我们把重点把这些重、的重要性排在神的前面，那就是枉然。我们不能把这些排在神的前面，神是就是最重要的，我们唯一要来依靠的。
Romans 8, last passage, I promise.
我们现在来看，我保证是最后一个我们要来看的经文。
Through the Holy Spirit, we begin to progressively become sanctified. Understand that through the Holy Spirit, we progressively begin that sanctification process.
我们是依靠圣灵来开始的，圣灵来开始了我们那成圣的过程。
So Romans chapter 8 says this.
所以罗马书八章这样提到。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, listen, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Do we see the importance of how Jesus had to be the Savior, the sacrifice on the cross for us?
在罗马书八章一到十一节这里有特别提到，经文在投影幕上，但这边有提到，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。大家有特别看到，就是耶稣在这里何等的重要吗
？It continues to say, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit.Set their minds on things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Hear that? But you are not in the flesh, Christian, but you're in the Spirit.If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is not in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Amen.The Holy Spirit, He is the key. God is the key to live a successful, godly life, not our flesh and our trying.
神所赐给我们的圣灵，是我们可以过成圣的生活，过圣洁的得圣洁生命的这一个关键，而不是只是凭我们自己的尝试，或是凭我们自己的肉体。
I often like to think of this. The Holy Spirit, because this is true, is in us. God is in us. Have you thought about that? I mean, that's something sometimes hard to think about.
我时常思考圣经所提到这一段，在我们里面，圣灵就住在我们里面，也就是说，神就是在我们里面。大家有思考到这个事情吗？
Sometimes we live our life as like some of those like superhero TV shows or like those kids who got magic hiding in their bodies and they just don't know about it. And then one day something amazing happens, like they lifted up a trash can with their fingers and whoa, I have power. Sometimes as Christians, we live that way, dormant. The Holy Spirit's there, but we're not doing nothing with him.
那神就住在我们，圣灵就住在我们里面，但是很多时候我们基督徒过的就有点像那个科幻电影里面那些超级英雄，那些超人，他们就是体内有神奇的力量，但他们不知道，直到有一天他们用他们的手指可以远端遥控垃圾桶扶起来，他们才发现原来他们里面有超自然的力量。但很多时候我们基督徒活的就像是那不知道自己体内有超自然力量 的那些超级英雄们，我们活的就好像我们体内就是神没有住在我们里面一样。
Proverbs 3:5-6 just popped in my head because I always, this passage really speaks to me a lot on many different levels. We're reminded, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge. That word acknowledge, know that he's there. It's not a hidden magic power. The Holy Spirit's inside of us. Acknowledge his presence in you. Ask him for help.
那箴言三章四到五，第五节，刚刚就是在我脑中，神放在我脑中要提醒大家，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。 我们要来呼求在我们里面的圣灵来帮助我们，不是依靠我们自己。
Ask him for help.
我们可以向神来寻求帮助。
When you begin to ask the Holy Spirit for help, we call that in the Alliance, the Christian Missionary Alliance, that is called the crisis moment.
很多当你就是不懂得来向你体内，就是来向圣灵寻求帮助的时候，我们在我们宣道会我们提到这个就像有一个专有名词，这个就像是一个危机时刻。
It is that moment that we just read about in Scripture in Romans.
那个危机时刻就像我们刚刚在罗马书里面所读到的，就是肉体跟那个我们里面的灵那个律的交战。
So there you go, an alliance phrase, crisis moment. Now you can go home and say, I'm more alliance today.
所以当你寻求神的时候，当你在那个交战的时刻，你来寻求圣灵的帮助的时候，就像是在那个危机时刻，你来呼求神。大家可以记得这个我们刚提到这个专有名词叫 crisis。Crisis moment, 危机时刻。
It is that moment in the believer's life when they realize they can't do anything in their newly converted bodies, the flesh. When we realize we need the help of the Holy Spirit to end this crisis going on inside of our bodies.
那在那个危机时刻，就是我们身为基督徒，然后我们明白到我们没办法凭自己来赢得这个属灵的征战的时候，我们来呼求圣灵的帮助，那就是一个很关键的时刻。
Does this make sense today?
我们今天这样所提到的，大家觉得能够理解吗？
When I start to learn more about the Holy Spirit in my life, it's a journey still.
当我就是更多的来查考 何为圣灵，或者来更多的认识圣灵的时候，对我来说就像是走上一个旅程。
Because just like the Apostle Paul was talking about, there are days where my flesh really wants to take the lead.
因为就像使徒保罗在罗马书里面所提到的，有时候有些天，在有些时候会我的肉体的那个律属血气的会特别的想要就是能够来做主。
We need to be in prayer and say, Holy Spirit, please help me to do this or that or that. Holy Spirit, please help me to have victory over my sin struggle that I'm going through. Holy Spirit, give me the power to go through this tough week. Holy Spirit, give me the ability to speak to that person about the gospel.Holy Spirit, give me the words to say when I'm sharing the gospel with that person. Holy Spirit, give me the patience I need with my kids. Holy Spirit, do we get that?
所以我们要来做的就是一个，我们要来做的就是向圣灵，向神来祷告。我们来祈求圣灵，求你赐给我能力，帮助我克服我想要这个犯罪的，我想要来做的这个不讨你喜悦的事情。求你赐给我，求圣灵，求你帮助我。把话语放在我的口中，当我来向我的朋友传福音的时候，你来帮助我。然后圣灵，你可以祈求圣灵，求你来帮助我，赐给我所需要的耐心，特别是在我来面对我的孩子，就是要来教导小孩的时候，让我有足够的耐心。让我们在凡事上，我们都来向圣灵祈求，来帮助我们。
Closing right here，
我们要来做一个结论结束。
What would God's church look like if His people depended on the Holy Spirit, like He teaches us to in His Word.
我要求大家，邀请大家一起来思考，神的教会，一个有，就是照神的教导，凡事来寻求圣灵旨意的一个教会，看起来会是什么样子？
We've been broken free.
大家记得，我们已经得释放，我们已经得自由。
The only person that can put chains back on ourselves is us.
唯一可以再把那个曾经捆绑我们的枷锁，再度捆绑在我们身上的，就只有我们自己。
But Christian, no, those chains really will never be closed. They will always be loosened once you know Christ.
但是大家也记得，就是今天就算你把那曾经捆绑你的锁链再度放在你的手上的时候，那个枷锁并没有办法锁紧，因为我们已经得自由，神已经赐给我们自由。
Let's pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
God, Holy Spirit, please forgive us.
神啊, 圣灵啊, 求你原谅我。
Forgive us of our sins.
原谅我们所犯的罪。
We still must come to you when we've sinned and ask your forgiveness, but we already know we've been forgiven.
我们仍然要为了我们犯的罪来到你面前来向你祈求, 但是我们也知道你已经赦免了我们。
Holy Spirit, give us understanding.
圣灵，求你帮助我们来理解。
Help us to see our need for you, our desperate crisis moment need for you, Holy Spirit, in our lives.
求你帮助我们看到, 圣灵，我们需要你。 特别是在那危机时刻，我们需要你来帮助我们。
Please help us to surrender over to you, our flesh.
求你帮助我们，叫我们的肉体可以顺服、降服于你。
Our desires, help them to be yours.
让我们的思想，让我们的渴望是与你一样的。
And help us to want what you want.
帮助我们来渴慕你，帮助我们来渴慕你所渴慕的。
Give us your power, your strength, your wisdom, your humility, Holy Spirit, so we can become more and more like the holy people you call us to become like.
圣灵啊, 求你赐给我们你的力量、你的能力、你的智慧、你的谦卑, 帮助我们可以成为你要我们成为的那个圣洁的样式。
Because you've given us the privilege to bear the image of the Son.
因为你赐给我们这样的权柄，叫我们可以就是像圣子，像耶稣，成为耶稣的样式。Thank
you that we're not alone in this war.
谢谢你，在世上我们并不孤单。In
your name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
God bless.
求神保守我们。